We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Mbote Vege embracing viewers and welcome. Mbote means greetings in Lingala, a language spoken mainly in the Democratic Republic of Congo and the Republic of Congo. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable on IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista and channel 44 on Villavision de Villamayor. In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Branco, Europa, La Liliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita, Channel 43 on Teleboyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5, La Serena, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Angativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Paraguay, in Bayemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Andandaria, Channel 41 on TV Cable Andandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on SiatSat. Channel 56 on Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service, MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hod Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Eldonet City, Channel 26 on Chatangle Cable TV. In Channel 50 on Chimor Cable TV. In Soukbator, Sedin Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dahon, Oul Province, Channel 8 on Dahon Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Hal Cable Company in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision Channel 47, Orange Cable Company Channel 65, and Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Ututh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gumnarin. In Omdurman City in Inti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbow Company. In Sunshine City in Dongor Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. And in Mandagrove City, Channel 12 on Hohorf Cable TV. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. in Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom, in Taipei City Channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV, in Taipei County Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, and Channel 95 on Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Longyear Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Qinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchong Cable TV. And in Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tongtai Cable TV. In Xiaoyi County, Channel 97 on Kuoshong Cable TV. And in Puozhou City, Channel 90 on Taiyang Cable TV. In Xiaoyi City, Channel 97 on CYCCA TV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Douliu Township, on Jialan Cable TV, and Channel 108 on Yongchang Township, on Peikang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, employees of an American natural foods company are getting a surprise gift. In ecology news, residents of Nairobi, Kenya, grow their own vegetables in a unique way. In animal welfare news, Afghanistan places the rare large-billed reed warbler on its list of species to be protected. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 4th. The joyous Christian holiday Easter is observed in the Western Christian and the Eastern Orthodox churches. It commemorates the resurrection of Lord Jesus and is a time of contemplation and celebration of eternal life. Easter is one of the most significant days of the church year. Readings from the Holy Bible and elevating hymns or songs are part of this uplifting occasion. Large family gatherings and wearing colorful new clothes are also traditional. May all our Christian sisters and brothers be graced with a luminous Easter, filled with God's love.
Fly-in news. Landslides take lives in Peru. This past week, unusually strong rains have resulted in massive mudslides that occurred when a lake overflowed upstream of several towns in the nation's northeastern Huánuco region. At least 28 people have perished and 25 missing, with more than 120 houses damaged or destroyed in the communities of Consejos and Porvenir, while the entire village of 400 people in Ambo was reportedly swept away and covered in mud. Emergency aid is being distributed as the country's rescue workers, military, firefighters, and police have been dispatched to search for survivors.
Expressing her heartfelt condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our association members go if possible to help the most afflicted, adding that funds are available if necessary. Our grateful appreciation to all who are providing such selfless assistance at this difficult time, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her aid to those most in need. As we pray for the soon recovery of the Peruvian people, may such disasters be avoided through our striving to live in respect and harmony with nature.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Japan approves 40th annual aid package to Sri Lanka. The Japanese government and Japan International Cooperation Agency, or JICA, is sending $427 million as a combination of grants and loans with very low interest rates that are intended to assist with the development and completion of infrastructure projects. Among the planned developments are the construction of 34 provincial roads, a water management project, and improvements to the Jaffna Teaching Hospital. Our gratitude, Japanese government and Japan International Cooperation Agency, and Providence bless your support of the Sri Lankan people. May such warm-hearted care and generosity be shared throughout the world for a flourishing global family.
Switzerland pledges aid for Palestine. In a recent meeting with Palestinian Authority Minister of Planning Ali Al-Harbawi, Swiss Agency for Development and Cooperation Director General Martin de Hinden affirmed his country's donation of $23 million for 2010 development endeavors. The funding will focus on Palestine's education, human rights, social development, environmental assistance, and humanitarian aid. Heaven's blessings, Switzerland, for your kind-hearted aid. Surely such thoughtful assistance brings greater hope and resiliency to Palestinian brethren across the land.
Russian rocket lifts U.S.-Russian crew to space. The Russian Soyuz FG spaceship carrying U.S. astronaut Tracy Caldwell Dyson and Russian cosmonauts Alexander Skvortsov and Mikhail Kornienko departed on schedule from Russia's Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan, headed for the International Space Station, or ISS, on Friday, April 2nd.
After docking, the crew joins Russian Expedition 23 Commander Oleg Kotov, Japanese flight engineer Soichi Noguchi, and U.S. flight engineer Timothy Creamer on board the space station, and will soon be greeting another seven-member crew arriving on the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration's, or NASA, shuttle Discovery, bringing science experiments and spare parts. With NASA closing its shuttle fleet by the end of 2010, Russia plans to transport all crews to the space station, with Japanese and European spacecraft assisting in cargo delivery.
Bravo, International Space Crew, for your successful launch into orbit. May your odyssey and continued collaboration bring forth many more discoveries in space to benefit humankind.
Concern rises over increased incidence of avian flu. Since the start of the year, Egypt has reported 18 human cases of H5N1 bird flu, with the six fatalities thus far already outnumbering those from the entire year of 2009 and 2008. The Strengthening Avian Influenza Detection and Response website reports 70 H5N1 outbreaks in birds in Egypt, 13 of which were on farms, with human illnesses also noted for their contact with infected birds. In Ao Lạc, or Vietnam, 5 cases and 2 deaths have been reported since the start of 2010, which is equivalent to all the cases in 2009. The most recent fatality is a 3-year-old child whose family lives near a poultry slaughterhouse.
Moreover, the virus has been found to be mutating, with 7 new strains identified that are also medication-resistant and potentially lethal. The risk of recurrence and infection is high, with the bird flu virus already claiming half the lives of all humans who are infected. Meanwhile, Indonesia has also reported a fatality this year, while the World Health Organization states that poultry or wild bird flocks in Bangladesh, Bhutan, Cambodia, India, Israel, Myanmar, and Nepal have also been infected.
Our prayers for those afflicted by the H5N1 bird flu, as we send our sympathies to the families who have suffered loss. May our world soon be free of the suffering from such animal-borne diseases as people worldwide turn to the life-sparing and compassionate vegan fare.
Leading cancer specialist recommends plant-based diet to prevent disease. The Taiwan-Japan Intestinal Academic Forum was recently held at Taipei Medical University in Formosa, or Taiwan. There, internationally prominent experts gathered for discussions of cancer prevention and health. Among the participants was Formosa's Dr. Huang Hui-Ming, a vegan and director of colorectal surgery at Taichung Veterans General Hospital, as well as one of the world's top colorectal cancer surgeons.
With 655,000 people who currently succumb to colorectal cancer annually, it is the third highest cause of cancer-related deaths in the Western world. Dr. Huang Hui-Ming spoke to our correspondent about his experience with this disease, as he also offered cancer preventive tips.
In addition to being better for human health, Dr. Wang reminded of the plant-based diet's planet-cooling benefits.
改变饮食，请大家从自己的餐桌做起，不用花什么钱，就不要再吃这些动物了。大家晓得现在那个整个环境因为畜牧业的关系造成我们全地球那个热度这么高，所以这种节能省碳一定要改变饮食，自利利他，自己好又可以维护整个地球环保，请务必推广，而且要劝大家都要这样做。
Dr. Wang Huiming and other experts at the Taiwan-Japan Intestinal Academic Forum, we are grateful for your health-promoting insights. Let us all heed such valued advice and turn to the vegan lifestyle for ourselves, our loved ones, and the planet.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children.Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, Listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat-eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year.More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States.Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth.Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal, uses up to 85% of the world's soy, cause world hunger and wars, 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption, cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.supremastertv.com/killers.
Former Greek Prime Minister remembered. His Excellency Xanis Xanatakis passed away on Thursday, April 1st at the age of 82. The former Prime Minister was known for his leadership of a unity government during a challenging time for the country. He was also an influential member of the New Democracy Party and held several government positions, including Minister of Foreign Affairs and Minister of Defense.Current New Democracy leader Antonis Samaras said in tribute, "His service to his country and his efforts for national accord are beyond dispute. This was recognized by every citizen, regardless of party affiliation. We send our condolences to His Excellency Xanis Xanatakis' family and fellow Greek citizens. May his soul rest serenely in heaven's everlasting light and love."
Canine becomes willing foster mother to baby squirrels.When three baby squirrels lost their home in the wild, Ms. Gail Latta of North Carolina, USA, first tried unsuccessfully to revive them with canned milk. However, they found an unexpected mom in the shape of Pixie, her four-year-old loving poodle companion. Pixie had recently weaned her own pups but still had milk to spare for the tiny squirrels. Indeed, she treated them as if they were her own and nursed them until they were old enough to be sent to a rehabilitation specialist for ultimate release to the wild. We are truly touched by such an example of unconditional love. Pixie and the adopted squirrels surely show the way to a future of harmony and caring on our planet.
Save our planet. Warming climate causing drastic forest decline. In various regions of the world, huge tracts of trees are perishing. Scientists have observed that a common factor of their often sudden demise has been increased heat and drought. Across western North America, for instance, forest die-off has been especially disastrous, with 70,000 square miles being lost in the Canadian and U.S. Rocky Mountains to beetle infestation as warming temperatures cause the insects to move to higher and higher altitudes.
In Australia, a recent report stated that nearly a third of the trees had died in a 20,000 square mile savanna area, while a study in Russia of 9,400 square miles of tree-covered land also observed significant losses, with hot, dry conditions in forested regions like Siberia bringing extreme wildfires in 8 of the last 10 years. In Africa, climate change is being identified as the cause of demise for local trees such as the quiver tree, camel thorn, and the giant 30-foot-tall succulent known as euphorbia. Although when alive, these wondrous lungs of our Earth are continuously absorbing carbon dioxide, U.S. Geological Survey ecologist Dr. Craig Allen, who has studied forests around the world, warns that as the trees perish, they actually become a source of greenhouse gases.
We thank Dr. Allen and all international researchers for this reminder that our own well-being is truly linked to the health of the world's forests. May we all attend now to their silent calls of distress through our own swift adoption of more life-sustaining ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has long highlighted the need to care for the ecosphere, including the world's trees, and shield them from the tolls of global warming, as during a video conference in Formosa or Taiwan in July 2008.
Everyone knows by now that protecting the environment, protecting the animals, are actually protecting ourselves. So we must protect the environment. We should have more rules. More guidelines to protect a natural habitat, because sometimes we overlook the long-run effect, then the consequence is very, very detrimental to ourselves and to the planet, just like what we are facing right now. People must be more aware of our dire situation and that everyone's responsible action does help to minimize or stop global warming. We should act fast. Be guys, go green.
Save our planet. Chinese officials announced that due to intensifying disasters such as droughts and floods, the government is launching a 10-year plan to anticipate and help prevent the worst effects of climate change, including typhoons, dust storms, and other extreme calamities.
Save our planet. Concerned for the welfare of sea turtles, the United States bans shrimp imported from Mexico that has been caught using trawl fishing methods, which harm the turtles as well as dolphins and other fish that also become caught in the nets.
Save our planet. Switzerland's Planet Solar christens Tournur, the world's largest solar-powered ship, at Kiel, Germany, where she will undergo intensive testing in preparation for her maiden voyage around the world to demonstrate the sustainability of sun-generated power.
Warning news. Reports analyzed by an international team of experts studying more than 130,000 young people worldwide show conclusively that exposure to violent video games leads to both aggressive thinking and behavior in youths.
Hello, it's me, Comfy the Koala. And this is my daughter, Cuddly.
Hi, friends. Mum and I are vegan.
We would like to share a tip on removing stains on garments.
Before starting, test your product on an inconspicuous place so you can be sure it will work well.
Try to get the stain out as quickly as possible. The longer you wait, the more it sets in.
Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Thank you for your attention, and here's the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, an American natural foods company is gifted to its employees. Mr. Bob Moore, Chief Executive Officer and founder of the very successful Bob's Red Mill Natural Foods in Milwaukee, Oregon, and partners, have initiated an employee stock ownership plan. This wonderful news was announced at Mr. Moore's 81st birthday celebrations. Mr. Moore said, "It's been my dream all along to turn this company over to the employees." Bob's Red Mill Natural Foods makes over 400 products, including flours, cereals, grains, seeds, and a variety of cake and muffin mixes, as well as gluten-free and certified organic items. Bravo, Mr. Bob Moore and partners. God bless your generosity and noble ideas. And congratulations, new partners. May the earth-saving veg products you offer be appreciated by more and more individuals around the globe.
In Ecology News, an urban farming in a bag project provides vegetables for residents of Nairobi, Kenya. Directed by the Italy-based non-governmental organization International Cooperation, or COPI, the endeavor has been implemented in 1,000 households in Motari and Huruma. COPI supplies the topsoil, sand, natural fertilizer, and training for this sustainable method at 6 different bases in the communities. More than 40 seedlings of such vegetables as kale, spinach, capsicum, and onions, which are distributed by COPI, are planted in each sack. Within a few weeks, the vegetables are ready for eating and can supply food for a household for at least 2 months. Our heartfelt gratitude, International Cooperation, for establishing this innovative plan. Also, kudos participants for discovering the joys of growing your own nutritious vegetables. May all people access nature's ample bounty for the robust well-being of ourselves and our planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, a rarely observed bird is identified in Afghanistan. There's a dog at the door. We'll be back. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, energizing news for a mighty world. In animal welfare news, Afghanistan takes measures to safeguard a rare bird. Afghanistan's Environmental Protection Agency has placed the large-billed reed warbler on its protected species list. The exquisite bird was discovered in India in 1867 and then only sighted again in 2006 in Thailand. In 2008, an American ornithologist, Mr. Robert Timmins of the USA-based Wildlife Conservation Society, recorded the bird's unique singing in the northeastern area of Afghanistan. Only later did he realize that this was indeed the elusive reed warbler. Our sincere appreciation, Afghanistan, for helping to provide a safe home for these feathered angels. Also, our thankfulness, Mr. Robert Timmins, for identifying our precious avian friends. May all graceful messengers of the divine be welcomed with love on our shared planet.
Time for some light-hearted humor with Joke of the Day, entitled Playing Golf in Arabic.
ثلاثة متقاعدين وكل منهم يعاني من الصم كانوا يلعبون الجولف وفي يوم ربيع جميل أشار أحد إلى الآخر عاصف أليس كذلك؟ لا أجاب الرجل الثاني إنه الخميس وقال الرجل الثالث وأنا كذلك لنذهب ونشرب بعض الشاي
And now for our viewers' hotline on Meet the Facts on Global Warming shown on Supreme Master Television.
Can you please email me this show? I need it for a presentation. Savramesh from India.
Eco-conscious Savramesh, the show which clearly demonstrates that the meat industry is the main cause of global warming, can be accessed at www.meetthefacts.org. Also, please use any information at www.suprememastertv.com/SOS, free of charge, to encourage others to consider the earth-saving vegan diet. May the light of the providence shine on you and the elevated citizens of Great India.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories, and you can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say, Nzambe Apambola Yo, which means God bless in Lingala.
May heaven's compassion and wisdom be your ever-present guide.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel receives the prestigious King Charles II Medal from Britain's Royal Society for her work in promoting science-based policymaking on international issues such as climate change.
Bolivia signs a technical agreement with the Chinese firm Great Wall Industry to construct the Tupac-Katari communication satellite, Bolivia's first, which will increase telecommunication coverage in the Latin American nation.
Iranian Foreign Minister Manocher Mottaki meets with Algerian President Abdelaziz Bouteflika to discuss regional developments and an upcoming May meeting of G15 countries to be held in Tehran, Iran.
In a meeting with Zheng Yisui, China's new ambassador to Washington, U.S. President Barack Obama conveys his country's wish to foster closer relations and work together on global matters.
Japanese electronics manufacturer Sharp unveils a new type of liquid crystal display, or LCD, touchscreen that displays images in 3D without requiring special glasses.
An agreement between Rwanda and Tanzania establishes a one-stop shared border post at Rusumo, Eastern Province, to enhance trade between the two countries through the efficient movement of goods, persons, and services.
American comedian and vegan talk show host Ellen DeGeneres is featured in an issue of the biographic comic Female Force, with proceeds going to the Humane Society of the United States to benefit animal welfare.
Research institution Bionic Vision Australia unveils the prototype model of a bionic eye implant designed to restore failing eyesight that can receive images from a mini camera mounted on glasses.
Representatives from Laos and India sign a memorandum of understanding to work together in developing irrigation networks in Laos.
U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chair John Kerry visits with Lebanese President Michel Suleiman and Syria's President Bashar al-Assad, where they speak of their shared interest in furthering regional peace and stability.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.